What You Missed on the Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lynn. Only on Money FM 89.3.
In just 4 years, Asia is set to become the world's largest area for concentration of wealth, with more billionaires in Asia than in the US today. Despite this prosperity, significant social and environmental issues plague the region and can be addressed at a systemic level. Inequality, we know, is of primary concern, with Asia's wealth gap among the highest in the world. Singapore-based Asian Venture Philanthropy Network, or AVPN, wants to change this by enabling social investors to better understand the opportunities and challenges for social investment in the region. So we're just thrilled to welcome to our studio today AVPN's chairperson and CEO, Naina Batra. How are you, Naina?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thanks for coming by. And Kevin Teo, Managing Director of AVPN's Knowledge Center. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you.
Okay, we need the mic a little closer to you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, perfect. Naina, tell us what social investment is all about and how different that is from what we hear so often, the CSR initiative.
So what I would actually say is that the CSR initiatives are a subset of social investment. For us, the way we define social investment is any sort of money or non-financial engagement that you do that has a social impact, which is much more important to you than any kind of financial return, is what we would term as social investment.
So it doesn't have to be financial, you're saying?
It doesn't have to be financial. In fact, non-financial in terms of capacity building through volunteer activities or through sharing your skills is often far more impactful than a check that you write.
Because the word investment is in there, are you looking at long-term sustainability, you know, effects of what you're putting in, whether it's financial or not?
Exactly. I think you need to look at a multi-year commitment, and you also need to be a little bit strategic. So let's say, you know, you are a CFO of a company or you're an IT head, then painting a building is not necessarily the best use of your skills. But actually helping a nonprofit with their IT strategy is much more helpful. So that's what I would mean by strategic. And, you know, don't just help one charity this year. So let's say you support education the first year and you want to support old people the next year. And you want to support, you know, climate change the third year. All of this takes time. Social change takes time. So it's better to have a longer term view.
Mm-hmm. All right, next question for Kevin, maybe. As of this year, Asia has more billionaires in the U.S. This makes for a bigger pool of philanthropy and social investments. What other areas can social investments come into play?
What I find most exciting about this increasing pool of wealth in Asia and the role social investing can play is the general shift in mindset towards social and environmental impact. ABPN works with social investors, and Naina has alluded to what they do. These are people who are making decisions on resource allocations that have social and environmental benefit. We see increasing awareness among wealth holders to direct their own resources towards these forms of impact, and the increasing trend in Asia among the wealth creation is essentially contributing toward this whole development in an exciting way.
Okay, Kevin, help us understand something that was highlighted in the in a report that AVPN released yesterday, and that's the missing middle funding gap. What does that refer to?
The missing middle essentially addresses the development of social enterprises across Asia, and these are businesses that have not just a financial return interest, but also a focus on social benefit. Because across Asia, we see various forms of businesses taking on this form of operating practice. What's also interesting is as they grow beyond their initial stages of startup to early stage growth, they require funding that is what we call patient capital that can take a risk based on this unconventional model of operating a business. And that's where we find a gap among investors today in that space.
The four-day AVPN conference actually starts on Monday. What are some of the areas that will be addressed at the conference?
So some of the areas that we are looking at addressing include gender, they include education, they include livelihood, and they include climate change. So investing in a sustainable way. There is also an emphasis on grant making, but there's also an emphasis on impact investing, which now, as you probably know, is a hot topic.
So in terms of other hot topics, what do you see in terms of trends when it comes to what social investors in Asia are interested in addressing?
I think what's really interesting, especially as far as millennials and women are concerned, they are much more interested in looking at the total impact their portfolio has. So they are now asking asking their investment managers that they want to actually look at the impact of their total portfolio. So they want to invest in companies that do no harm, and they want to look at environmental, social, and governance metrics when they are deciding what they want to invest in. So I think that's the biggest trend we see as far as an increase in social investment. And one thing I think that's interesting is our first conference was in 2013 in Singapore, and we had only 300 people. And our conference that begins on Monday, we are expecting 1,100 delegates from 40 countries. So that itself will tell you that, you know, the popularity of social investing has really grown.
Does Singapore have a strong presence of international social investors?
Yes, it does, because, you know, Singapore is a financial center. And along with making money, a lot of entrepreneurs have now looked at addressing social inequality. And we find that the number of social investors in Singapore is growing year on year.
So, Kevin, maybe or Nina, feel free to jump in on this one. In 2017, Singapore ranked 30th in the World Giving Index, which ranks 140 countries according to how charitable they are. Myanmar topped the list. Indonesia came in at second place. Were the results surprising in that, you know, we often think that it's the wealthier or the most prosperous countries that can afford to be charitable?
I think it's a mix. So what's interesting is that, you know, both Myanmar and Indonesia have a very high percentage of religious giving. And I think that's one of the reasons that is not often explained in the World Giving Index. What I find as far as we are concerned in Singapore, we're making great strides. I think one of our members, NVPC, has done a wonderful campaign on making us a more giving nation. And I think even amongst us as Singaporeans, we are much more aware that we want to be a more inclusive society. We want to be a more caring society. We want to be a more giving society. So I think that number will definitely change in the year ahead.
So, yes, you have something to weigh in as well, Wiz?
I think in terms of how we see young people on the street today address issues that they confront in Singapore as well as regionally, that has shifted in a significant way. I mean, based on what, you know, their own upbringing, as well as what they evidence from news, as well as what they see firsthand. ABPN as a network, we are quite encouraged by these developments and definitely hope to see this number revised in the near future.
Okay, for our listener who may not be able to make it to your conference, what are some highlights they'd be missing out on?
I think some of the highlights that that you will see at our conference is we are also going to be launching a guide on ESG trends and how investors are looking at ESG guidelines as they decide how they want to sort of construct their investment portfolio. That's something I think we should be looking out for. The second thing is, you know, also looking at how important the SDGs are. So we have a large number of corporates that are coming to our conference, and more we see that corporates are measuring their CSR activities against, you know, achieving the SDG goals. So that's something else to look out for.
Terrific. So plenty happening at the Asian Venture Philanthropy Network Conference kicking off next week, right? Terrific. AVPN's Chairperson and CEO Naina Betra and Kevin Teo, Managing Director of AVPN's Knowledge Center, our guests today. Thank you both.